Remember, your wisdom, your thoughts, your DNA, who you are, is because many came before you, our ancestors. So let's remember our ancestors daily. Ashe, Ashe, you stand on some amazing shoulders, some awesome shoulders. And we continue forward in truth and in strength, knowing that the grand creator continues to allow us to fulfill our ancestors' dreams. One love and stay blessed.
Welcome to the Curious Conversation. Conversation change. Let's talk. Hi, I'm Queen Bee Divine, and I'm sitting right now in a very comfortable spot in my living room. And when you put things in a box, it's easy to sell, isn't it? That's the demonicizing of world. Is that a word? Well, I'm creating it. It's the demonic way of the world to create wealth, putting everything in a box so you can purchase it. Use your good divine energy to purchase it with the energy that you have worked through life. A 9-to-5. Let's get it out there. You know, we are waking up, and you know, you've heard the Pluto is going from Capricorn into Aquarius, but it's not quite there yet. It's a truth. We have all been in an illusion of everything, and waking up out of the illusion is what we are doing now. We're not, you know, we have to wake up in the dark and get to the light. Look at the whole natural system of life. The darkness comes, the sun moves away, only to return to give you more light. And within that darkness, your eyes must adjust slowly as the light becomes bigger. I'm going to say something right now. I am a healer. I see in the dark. And under the energies that we are living now, we are becoming free. But in order to be freed from the dark, all those have to open their eyes in the dark and walk out into the light. And where is this light? The light of the truth, the light of things that are not covered anymore. I deal with many things, many religions, many ideas, many thoughts, because people have believed so many things. And in order for people to release themselves from this world and move into the light, you've got to go into the dark. And I'm going to tell you right now, astrology is in the dark. Yes, religion is in the dark. Any system that has taken out of nature, boxed in to be sold by you so it could be taught in a way that it could be regurgitated again and again and again, is a demonic thing. Oh, let me just take some water. Remember to drink some water. Water is really good for you. Speak to your water. Tell your water what you want to it, because it is life. Speaking about water, water is ever flowing. It's never the same way. A quote that I remember, and it's somewhere in Toronto, going across a bridge. I think it's on Broadview Avenue in Toronto. It says, "The water that I step in is not the water I stand in." That is divine. For divine, divinity is forever flowing, never duplicating itself. Even in the twinning, it's never quite duplicating itself, always different. But you see, when we demonicize each things in life, whether it be products off the trees, the fruits, we have now organic and non-GMO food. You gotta pay for this shit. Anything that you pay for that's supposed to be free, I'm gonna tell you, it has a demonic nature. We all are in this demonic energy. This is why we are sleeping. This is why we are waking up. This is why we're seeing a truth. We are in a demonic darkness, but it's time for us to wake up. They are light workers. You get see that what meaning? People who are helping you with ascension and overstanding the spirit so you can move out of the darkness into light. So you question, why do I deal with astrology if it is deemed demonic? If it's been taken out of the organic nature, boxed so we could put people in categories and try to study them and break them down and turn spirit into 12 slots into the sky. Because there is a language in it regardless. There is a language that will help you move out of that space of astrology into the space of oneness. The oneness of energy. Please do not be fooled here as I speak about astrology. Astrology is like any other religion. It is meant to confine you. It is meant to take you away from the divine creator. Astrology, whenever the first energy arrived on this earth, there wasn't nobody. Hey, yep, you're a Capricorn. Yep, yeah, you're a boy. The sun's here. You're a blah, blah. No. You're born in time of the sun, or you're born in time of the moon or the night. That's the only division we had, was light and dark. And based upon those things, people probably garnered some sort of vision for your future. But you see, the ancestors the shoulders that I stand on, they have visions. They share visions and energies. And these energies must speak the language, and then it must be deciphered. And that language that is used for me is astrology.
Hi, and this is a commercial, C-A-L-M-mercial. It's time to just sit back and relax and just think about what you've just heard. The thought of being in darkness is a scary thing for most. But remember, we are all born in the darkness. It's when we get to the light, when we become conscious, when we really begin to truly grow, when others truly begin to see us. So in this world where things seem so conflicting and we run to crutches such as the ologies, the isms, religions of the world for shelter, know that these are all dark places. The light must reach them eventually. These are not places where you shall build your houses. No, no, no. Just tools where you can learn and experience the human experience so you can walk out into the true light and give birth to who you are truly meant to be. That, for me, is what the experience is all about. Going from the darkness into the light. So the truth is, for me, I had to accept that all things were in the dark, that were removed from natural source. And eventually, I'll have to walk. This life, this experience, this human experience, will take me into the light. Travel safe out there. This is a calmer show. A moment to just sit back and think about things.
Astrology. Now, whatever demonic energies are trying to hide within these astrologies, meaning people are adapting to these 12 segments, you are not supposed to become the astrology. You must unravel the astrology to understand the messages. And it's a tool, just a tool, to get in the natural alignment of nature. This is why I speak of astrology. This is why some people are drawn to it, because it's allowing you to decipher the secrets of the universe. Eventually, we will be stripped of all these things: religion, color, class, age, height, weight, career, whatever divides us will eventually no longer be there. But we must ascend, and we must ascend through the energies of the darkness to reach the light. That's how plants grow. No plant starts in the light. It starts in the dark. This is why you see a lot of people coming out of their shapes and their religions, and they're realizing there's messages in these boxes that men so carefully put and regurgitated to us in education. So don't be afraid of religion. Don't be afraid of anything that is in the box. Because when you learn the corners of a box, that is when you could break out and decipher the message for others so they could walk straight without any help. This earth is filled with angels and demons, as we like to call them. Think of the word demons. Demons. The man. Angels. Different way of seeing things. That's how you send. The man is just the man, the demon. But the angels are the angles to get back to the divine creator. Which you can call it any other name, but I'm going to assume it don't give a fuck what you call it. It don't give a crap about your religion. It don't give a crap about anything about, unless it's your spirit. And it's your spirit that we are here to cleanse. And whether you be in the notion of astrology, Christianity, Catholicism, and the many other isms, schisms out there, We, as light workers, are here to help you uncode the messages so you can be enlightened, lightened, and ascend. Okay? So, because I hear a lot of people say, oh, you know, astrology is demonic, Christianity is demonic, everything is demonic. Well, yeah, every fucking thing is demonic because we have been lied to. Everybody has been lied to. Some of us have woken up a little earlier. Some of us have one eye open. Some of us have both eyes open. Some of us have three eyes open. Regardless, we are all here to pull you out into your own light. And I go into the depths of the darkness of the demonic of astrology to break it down for you so you can see the messages of what astrology truly means. It's not to adhere to a slice of the 12 astrology signs and become that. It is to understand what each astrology sign means, how man has put that in the box, break out of the box, and then set the captives free. I am Queen Be Divine, and I walk in the dark of astrology. And I'm not afraid of it. I love the messages. I love to break it down. I love you. I love to show people the wording and the spellbinding in astrology. It has been useful for me to connect with my ancestry, but it's not the way to get to the light. It is only a tool to decipher and keep a pace with the organic nature. It so happens that the 12th sign of astrology is Pisces. And then that's how we close out the winters as we arrive in spring, which is the Aries and the head. There's no coincidence about that. It's the truth. Is that demonic? No. But putting it in a box and telling people that's the only thing they can do and that's the only way they can live and that's the only answer that's for them, that is demonic because it segregates you from the collective. Please do not be afraid if you are a Christian or a Catholic, or you love astrology, or you are Hare Krishna, or you are Jewish, or you are, it is all dark. Remember that. Don't even get your head out of your ass. All of it's dark. The secret is to get out of the box. Teach others that there is a darkness about it, and there is a real light and only a one light source. We are spirit here for a human experience. Not to be boxed in by man's categorizing. So know who I am. I am Queen Be Divine. I walk in the dark with a light to show others the way out, an understanding of astrology so you can realize it is a box for you to step out of. And once you learn these things, once you understand that there is truth mixed in all of it, in all of the darkness, there is light mixed in all of it. It is light and dark. You will then choose your way and find your way out. So check me out at bluntreflections.com. And I can give you a one-to-one. This is not the way out. No religion is. I am here to show you the way to the light, guide you, to show you that we are in a matrix system, and astrology is one of them. And I know it. I have uncoded it. So follow me for more podcasts and to see how it plays out in the world and how we all are under the spell of any religion, any ism, any ology. Because there's only one energy that supports life. And once we get out of the box and show the way that this is not real, we can ascend when we see the truth. And you will see many people come out of the, who are opening doors into the darkness. And I, one of them, I open the doors into astrology, showing you the light that you can step out, because nothing should define you but your heart. One love. I'm Queen Bee Divine, and talk to you next time. This is Healing with the Ancestors. Here's a conversation. Conversation change. Let's talk.